next speakers have been extremely active on campus. They have done an outstanding job in terms of raising awareness for the Palestinian cause on campuses across the country. I would like to welcome Hiba and Muhammad. Hiba is from Eritrea and Sudan. She fled Libya's war in 2011 and became a refugee. As the ex-president of the University of Melbourne Student Union, she advocated for pro-Palestine and BDS motions. Muhammad, who is a Sudanese man who has been an advocate in the University of Melbourne as well, of student union spaces for 5 years, and is an organizing member of Uni of Melbourne for Palestine. Big round of applause for Hiba and Muhammad. Thank you for being here with us today.
We want to first start by acknowledging that we're standing, organizing, and fighting for change on the lands of the Wurundjeri people and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to any First Nations people here with us today. We want to talk to you about Sudan, a nation gripped with a dire crisis that demands our immediate attention. Today, we bring to you the harsh reality of a war that has been raging in Sudan for 8 long months. A war that isn't silent, but is forgotten. As we speak, Sudan is pleading, and our people are suffering unimaginable horrors. In April this year, Sudan finds itself caught in a deadly conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces. What began as a power struggle has evolved into a devastating war with international actors, including the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Russia, and Egypt, supporting conflicting factions. Led by the Sudanese armed forces, a war on the rapid support forces has started, but instead of protecting the Sudanese civilians, they handed over areas to the militias, targeting civilians and leaving them to endure a siege and brutality of the rapid support forces. The conflict toll is staggering. Over 12,000 lives lost, 5.4 million people displaced within Sudan, and another 1.3 million outside its borders. Almost 25 million people, more than half of Sudan's population, are in desperate need of humanitarian aid. To put it into perspective for you, that's the equivalent to the entire population of Australia. The roots of this crisis delve into a history of ethnic cleansing in Darfur, where the Rapid Support Forces was born from the Sudanese army during the Omar al-Bashir's dictatorship, resulting in a death toll in Darfur that has exceeded 400,000, with at least 30 cities completely destroyed since 2003. It's crucial to understand that this is just merely a conflict of power. It's a proxy war. Regional actors, including the UAE, are exploiting Sudan's resources, contributing to the death toll and displacement. The UAE is supporting the Rapid Support Forces with weaponry and funding them to continue to destruct Sudan. The scenes of displacement are so strikingly similar to what's happening in Palestine right now. People are carrying what little they can, leaving behind their homes and possessions, echoing in the plight of those in Gaza. Displaced families, men, women, children, the elderly, the disabled, are sleeping on the grounds in crowded markets, facing not only bullets, but also starvation, disease, sexual violence, and a lack of medical care. This isn't a silent war, it's a forgotten one. Sudan has been screaming for 8 long months, and as one city falls, the war machine moves on to the next. The suffering is not confined to one displacement. People are being uprooted multiple times, moving from Khartoum to Ad Madani and Sinnar. Our people are suffering.
Every Sudanese person here has had family impacted by what's happening. Our people are being massacred. The external involvement doesn't end there. Israel's intelligence is aiding the militia. creating a sinister alliance that mirrors the tragic scenes from Sudan and Gaza. There's an intentional media blackout, with the RSF cutting off communication to suppress civilians from speaking out and documenting their genocide. The RSF's propaganda machine is in full swing, spreading false narratives on social media, praising their actions and claiming to be liberators. Hospitals and journalists are being targeted, with over 70% of hospitals in Sudan now being non-functional. These RSF tactics mirror those of the Israeli occupation forces, with a sheer disregard for civilian lives. The international community's involvement is disheartening, as figures like Hemeti, the RSF leader, implicated in past atrocities, continue to be legitimized. The world must not turn a blind eye to Sudan's plight. It's time for us to stand together, raise our voices, and demand to end the senseless violence. The people of Sudan deserve our attention, our empathy, and our unwavering support. Let us not forget the silence in the face of such atrocities is not an option. We have two demands: for the Australian government to list the RSF as a terrorist organization and demand the immediate ceasefire and transition to civilian rule. From the Nile River to the Mediterranean Sea, may we see a Sudan and Palestine liberated, peaceful, and free.